This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, all you Swifties out there. This is episode 98 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. My name is Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And we are here for our fun, lighthearted midweek episode where we answer your Ask FM questions. Ha ha ha. Sorry. I had to do the voice.
We haven't done this in a while. We haven't talked about the Ask FM in a couple weeks.
Well, so last week, you remember we veered away from the Ask FM questions because we had the CMA Awards. That was a special edition, and we kind of skipped doing an Ask FM episode. So now we're back, and I know there are new listeners every single episode. So if you're new out there, I hope you enjoy this. This is our less structured, unedited episode that happens in the middle of the week. And, well, let's get on with it, shall we? So, before we even get to the Ask FM. Did you guys see the photos of Taylor at that Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Yeah, I was tweeting some photos and videos from it today.
Holy smokes! That girl is a diamond among a bed of rocks. I don't know what analogy to use here. But, like, only Taylor could show up at a Victoria's Secret fashion show and outshine everybody.
And steal the show.
Well, she did have a sparkly dress on, so that kind of helped the shine a little bit.
Diane, I wasn't talking about literal shine. Come on.
Yeah.
But I just was wondering if you guys saw it. I don't really want to get much into it because it doesn't air until next month. And, we can just have a discussion about it then, right? You guys all right with that?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, because I have a lot to say about it, so it should be interesting.
Well, you might have more to say after you actually get to watch it.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, don't fret, all you listeners. We're going to talk about that fashion show. It's just we want to watch it first. So
yes.
Let's look into the Ask FM. So we got a couple questions, several questions, in fact. Someone even asked how many questions we get. And the answer to that is a lot. So, which question should we do first? Actually, I kind of like this one. I'm going to throw you guys for a loop. Which is Taylor's song that has impacted you the most and why? I silenced you both.
No, I'm trying to pick one. And I'm trying to think of why one of these songs would impact me. It would have to be something off her first album, because those were the first songs that I ever heard from her. And I think Taylor herself, through her songs, have impacted me, because that was the first time that I heard her back when I was, I was like 15 or 16 or something. So I don't know. I guess I would just say her whole first album.
Whole first album? That's cheating.
That is cheating.
Because you can't really give a why on that.
That's true. Okay, Steve, why don't you answer and I'll pick a different thing.
Okay. Well, for me, the song that got me into Taylor was our song. So to me, that was probably the one that impacted me the most. Not really sure all the details of it, but like listening to that song and just, you know, because people have relationships and they have their song, you know, and I've seen that in the past. And that to me was kind of very cool how she did that. And I love that song. It got me hooked, so.
Hooked on phonics?
No, hooked on Taylor.
Hooked on Taylor Swift.
Sorry, that's probably an old joke. Do you guys remember that program, Hooked on Phonics?
I do.
I remember seeing all the commercials TV ads about it.
So, speaking of which Taylor song impacted me the most, I still have to go with Long Live. That is, to date, the only Taylor song that has ever managed to get me a little bit choked up, like with just the emotion and the passion behind it. The fact that on the Speak Now tour, Taylor said that song is about us, the fans. I think that's very impactful. And I think overall it's just very inspiring. It's, you know, it's just about accomplishing goals and you guys know what I'm getting at? I hate when I can't articulate myself.
Yeah, it's just very powerful and very... I don't know, like, triumphant.
It's just, like, I feel
something
like...
something that makes you feel good.
I feel like as someone with a lot of ambition, who has a lot of future goals that I have not yet accomplished, that that's just a really inspirational song that can help me get there.
Well, also, I think the part of it is actually, it kind of even refers to the future, where it's like, you know, show them the pictures of me and all that kind of stuff, like, almost to the point of a time when... you know, like, Taylor is not going to be the first name that everybody easily recognizes. Like, you know, like, it's in the, you know, future, and she's not...
yeah. When they point to the pictures...
yeah.
Please tell them my name!
I actually felt that that part of the song was more of, like, after a time when, God forbid, Taylor is no longer with us, you know, when we're, like, in our 90s. And that made me cry, thinking
of a time when she would be here. Diane, you are so morbid. Okay, look, I have a secret for you, Diane and Swifties out there. This is going to blow your mind. It is a secret that has never been shared with the public before.
Okay, I'm scared. What is it?
I'm repeating. This is a secret that has never been shared with the public before. Taylor... is invincible. She's never gonna die.
Oh, she's like a vampire.
She's not human. No. No, do not call her a vampire. You do not do that. No. Taylor is not a vampire. She is a goddess. She's invincible. She's never going anywhere. That's it. She's not human.
Okay, Adam.
How dare Diane even allude to the fact that there will be a date with
Taylor. Saying... That line in that song made me cry for that reason. That's why I'm, like, emotionally, you know, I have in a very strong emotional response to that part of the song, because that's what it makes me think of.
So that song impacted you then too, Diane, as you still search
it did,
for.
But
don't you go cheating now,
me
Diane?
The most.
Don't
I'm
cheat.
Not.
You need
I
your,
actually
oh, you
thought
need
of one while you guys were talking.
Okay.
Steve will like this one.
Wait, I'm not done yet though with Long Live.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
I was just adding one more point. Because I have future entrepreneurship goals, you know, that I want to one day run my own business and stuff, there's an interesting quote in entrepreneurship that it's not about the end goal, but it's about the journey. And I think the line in here that always reminds me of that is saying, I had the time of my life doing what?
Fighting dragons with you?
Fighting dragons with you. And I think that's all about the journey of life and the experience. And that's why I find it so inspirational.
Journey to fearless?
What did you say, Steve? Sorry.
I said journey to fearless.
That's exactly what it is. But Taylor, her journey has only just begun. Pinnacle Award or not, she hasn't hit her peak.
Heck no.
She's still going.
Yeah.
Diane, now it's your turn.
Well, I mean, okay, you kind of like outshined me there, Adam, because
all the
kingdom
lights shine just for me and me.
Uh-huh. Okay. But Steve will like this one, as I was saying, because one of the songs that I guess I sort of like made me like her more was the song Hey Steven, because but let me tell you why. Because when that song came out, I actually had a little crush on a guy named Steven. So I was like,
and now you record Taylor talk with him.
Yeah, a different guy though. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, that was harsh.
I love Steve Ditch, but yeah. Anyway, when she came out with that song, I was thinking, like, how does she know how, like, exactly how I feel? Like, does she follow me around? Like, this is really weird. So I mean, that just kind of made me feel closer to her in a way. So there's my answer.
Okay, I'll take it. It was a good one. So another question off the Ask FM that I thought was interesting was one that was actually not asked by an anonymous person for once. It's amazing. Kiki asked, if you could have any Taylor Swift song made into a music video that hasn't already been made into a music video, which would you choose? And she added that she would choose Enchanted. So
I like her answer.
You know what? I was going to say, first, if we're going with Enchanted, we can go with Kiki's answer. what would you see that video looking like, Diane? If you, Diane, were directing that music video, what would it look like?
That would be a dream. Oh my gosh. I think I would use a lot of the same things that song is about. Like, supposedly Taylor wrote that song after meeting someone in New York City, so I would film it there.
Diane, we all know maybe... it was about meeting me.
Okay, right. Because you're totally... Never mind. No. Anyway. I would set it during winter and have there be, like, snow falling and have them maybe, like, I don't know, meet on a street or, like, on a bus stop, like, someplace, like, completely, like, random, and just have them fall in love at first sight, and then just, I don't know, but it would be really cute.
Well, do you know what I would see this video as? Is almost like a masquerade ball type setting where the male character isn't really even fully unmasked till the end. And it's just because she talks about seeing his silhouette. And ooh. I think the male character, in my mind, if I were directing this video, would be like a silhouette the entire video. And that then at the end, they have an actual like meetup where she finally meets him and his face is shown.
Wow.
Wait, so he would be like a shadow, or you wouldn't see his face? You just see like his back and his shoulders, or you'd see him from a profile?
I mean, a little of both. It'd be a shadow. It'd be a silhouette. It could show, you know, part of his back, you know, legs maybe, feet walking around, something like that. But just in reference to that whole silhouette description in the song, that's how I would picture it, is like at like a ball.
Like very mysterious.
Ah.
Thank you, Steve. That's a good description there.
I like it. Steve, do you have any ideas?
You know, I was actually thinking that in my mind when I saw that question there, it would be like some of the older, you know, albums. But actually, like, there's a couple of good ones that are, you know, you want to talk about something like in New York City or something like that. Holy Ground. I would love to see a music video that just kind of like going around having a good time and that kind of stuff. Like, you can just see
Steve
her.
Steve is changing gears. We were still, at least my mind was still on Enchanted, Steve.
Oh,
but
sorry.
If you want to move on.
Sorry.
No, but that was a good idea.
Well, I just had one more question related to Enchanted. That's why.
Oh.
I didn't want to interrupt Steve until he changed the discussion.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was just going to ask, if Enchanted were to be made into a video, which of Taylor's previous directors would you want to do it based on their work? I'm trying to make this educational here so we can reveal some of these directors.
Edumacational. I don't know their name, but it was the person who filmed like her first couple music videos.
That was Trey Fanjoy.
Yes, that's who it would be.
I was actually going to say Trey Fanjoy also, because the song, I feel, fits her style of where she shows the storyline a little bit.
I was going to go with Shane Drake, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Now, Shane Drake did Highway Don't Care.
Right.
Which technically wasn't a Taylor video. She was just in it.
Right. But what I liked about it was there was a good bit of mystery throughout that. You know, it was...
Yes.
Like, so... I think if you're trying to go for a little bit of mystery, I think that, you know, Shane could probably pull that off rather well.
No, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about the mystery aspect of it.
Throw out some red herrings throughout there to kind of throw you off the track, and then boom.
Right, because in that Highway Don't Care video, he did all kinds of tricky things where, like, he made you think Tim McGraw's character was the boyfriend when it turned out in the end he was the doctor who rescued the girl who had the car accident.
Spoiler alert.
Oops. Sorry.
Well, I think everyone's probably hopefully seen the Highway Don't Care video by now, but
I hope so. If you haven't, it'll be in the episode guide, taylortalk.org/episode98. Hopefully you've seen it by now, though, since I just spoiled the ending for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good call, Steve. Now, because I interrupted you, you were talking about how Holy Ground you want to see as a video?
Holy Ground, it's one of my favorite songs off the Red album. And she's already, for the other songs that I've really enjoyed off the Red album, she's already made videos for. So it was like one of the few that I noticed that was still, she didn't make a video for yet. And it's a lot of fun. And just, you know, you could see her like in New York City, like spinning, you know, in her brand new dress and, you know, just everything else like that. It just, it would be one that would be cool to see, you know, kind of show off the city aspect of things. I think that would
be
cool.
So, Steve, put your director hat on. Walk us through this video.
Just the city setting. I don't have a lot of insight
into
it.
Okay, in that case, I'll ask you more probing questions. Would it be a performance-based video, or would it be a story video? In other words, would it show a lot of performing and dancing and her band and things like that, or would it be a story with characters?
I love the story with characters one, but actually, if I was going to go story with characters, that would probably be the lucky one. I'd love to see a video of that, not to shift gears.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That would be a real cool one to see in, like, a story music video of sorts. So,
although I feel that the Red Tour hit it spot on. I think if you filmed the lucky one during the Red Tour, that would be the music video.
Yeah, very similar to that. That would be, you know, just kind of expand it just a little bit more. I mean, there's only so much that you can do with a set where you can do it with, you know, in a music video, the sets can be so much crazier.
That's true. And then, Diane, what song would you make into a video that hasn't been already?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to ask me this. I thought we just talked about Enchanted.
No, that was what Kiki would like to see made into a video, not what Diane would like to see, as the question asks.
Oh my gosh, it would be so sad, but I would make All Too Well into a video.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
All right, Diane, the director chair has your name on it. How's this video going to look?
You know what would be really sad is if we had Taylor walk around the town where her and this guy used to walk and, you know, have dates and things like that. And she would go past all of their old spots and see what it looked like in the past when they were happy.
Oh my gosh. And
then
fade?
It would fade away.
Yeah.
And then it would just be her alone.
Oh my gosh, Diane, you gave me chills.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be awful but awesome at the same time?
Well, it would definitely capture the essence of the song, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, go get like a coffee or something like that, and then you can just see them like in the distance, like in line getting coffee, just talking over things. And yeah, that would be cool.
It would almost be like, Diane, correct me if I'm wrong, but Taylor as a sort of third party looking in.
Third person.
And seeing, for example, her and this guy, like, to use Steve's setting, in a coffee shop, laughing, having their coffee, and then that fades away, and then it's, like, dark colors, and it's sort of dreary, and it's empty.
Yes.
Very cool.
And she watches that happen.
I would be sobbing through the whole video if someone made this.
I'm in favor of Diane directing Taylor's next video.
Right.
Thank you for saying that.
I'm in favor of Diane being the next Taylor impersonator, apparently, too.
Thank you for saying that. That was half on purpose, half on accident.
And obviously this music video would have a scarf involved with it.
Yes, you'd have to have a scarf.
A scarf would be like the key visual element that appears in every scene.
Scarves. And then what was the secret message? Something about like a latte or some sort of...
Like maple latte or something?
Yeah, yes, I think it was.
There would have to be maple lattes.
I've never had a maple latte. I didn't even know those really truly existed, and I've tried some crazy ones before.
Steve is crazy.
You gotta try
and
it out.
And a little unwell.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I don't drink coffee, Steve.
I know, so you miss out on all the fun.
It wouldn't serve me well. I'm a tea sort of guy.
Oh, you're so classy.
Keep it classy, San Diego.
You don't even like that movie.
I can't stand that movie. All right. Anyway, do you know what song I would like to see made into a music video?
Which one, Adam?
State of Grace.
Ooh, that could be epic.
Because, exactly, I think it would be epic. I think most of Taylor's songs would be fitting in a story video. And even, was it our last episode that we were talking about Change and how the music video for that was Taylor's first performance-only video? I think State of Grace would be a fantastic performance video.
Yeah.
In fact, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, when we were discussing the Red video, didn't we say that State of Grace would have been a better fit for the tour video?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
I don't remember
who said that, but someone said that.
So if my director hat is on right now, I would see a lot of like on stage epic performance, a lot of pyrotechnics. Just a very big performance for State of Grace. I think that would be a great music video.
Yeah, that sounds
and cool. Very different from her recent stuff, because her recent stuff is very story oriented. Because I mean, what would have been her recent videos? Like, she's had Everything Has Changed. That's very story oriented. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. That's a story. Somebody help me out here. Drawing blanks. Anyone? Steve? Diane?
Other story songs?
No. Her recent videos. What has she put out recently?
Oh,
the Anthony Mandler one. What's that? I Knew You Were Trouble. That's very story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an epic story right there.
Yeah, that's like a mini movie.
Exactly. So I think she is kind of due for a performance type video, and I think State of Grace would make a good one for that.
I'm with you.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens.
Thank you, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we tackled some good Ask FM questions. I hope we answered them adequately for you guys. Everyone out there, for Kiki, I hope we answered that question well enough for you. Before we get going, though, we have just a couple quick announcements. Now, there are some very awesome, awesome fan projects in the Swiftie community, besides Taylor Talk, of course. And... sorry, random little plug for ourselves there, but so there's a handful of fans that are putting together a birthday project for Taylor. You can check out the details at happybirthdaytaylor.com. We are honored and flattered that they asked us to also be a part of it, but it includes some great fan projects: tayswift.com, the fan side, at @taywiftoss, the Twitter account, Smiles for Taylor, Hipster T-Swift, T-Swift on Tour. There's a whole bunch of them that are collaborating on this birthday project, and it's going to be this really big, cool thing. Basically, what they're doing is if you go to happybirthdaytaylor.com, you can submit a message that's going to be printed out. All these messages are going to be put into a jar for Taylor so she can read all these great birthday messages. And you can also submit a photo of anything Taylor-related. It can be you at a concert. It can be you with Taylor if you've been fortunate enough to meet her. Just anything related to Taylor. Submit that picture. And the people putting these together are going to do a big mosaic. I believe it's supposed to spell out Happy Birthday, Taylor. And they're going to make that out of all the pictures. So it's going to be really, really, really cool.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
HappyBirthdayTaylor.com is the place where you can find that.
Awesome.
Are you guys submitting something? I hope so.
I'm still thinking of what I'm going to submit. I didn't get that far yet.
Yeah, it has to be perfect.
Right.
I guess I should also add that it is limited to 250 characters, which is longer than Twitter, but still a pretty brief message. So make your words count.
And then when does this have to be done by? What's the deadline for that?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me see. I'm on here. Be sure to submit your photos and messages by November 20th.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's coming up.
Yeah.
We've got like
less than a week.
6 more days left. Yeah. Get going.
Yeah. And speaking of limited time, Friday, November 15th, 9 p.m. Eastern, something very sad is happening. Voting for the podcast awards will be ending.
No.
For those of you who have been voting, we appreciate it. We love you. Sending you hand hearts. And lots of love and hugs and all that fun stuff. So for those of you who haven't, you still have 2 days left. Everybody can vote daily until November 15th at podcastawards.com. That is podcastawards.com. Taylor Talk has been nominated in two categories, People's Choice and Entertainment. So when you visit podcastawards.com, vote for us in each of those two categories, scroll to the bottom, enter your name, a valid email address, and then click submit. Now, it's going to send you a verification email. That's why you need that valid email address. Go into that verification email, keep an eye on your inbox, click the link, and your vote will be counted. Now, keep in mind, that email is strictly for verification purposes to make sure you're a human, not a robot. They're not going to spam you. with any kind of marketing messages, newsletters, anything like that. So don't worry about that. It is strictly for verification. So if you guys could take seriously just a, what, 30 seconds of your time?
Pretty much, yeah.
And visit podcastawards.com to cast those votes. We would really, really appreciate it. It's the first time we've ever been nominated for something like this. And it'd be a huge win, not just for us, but for all of you who actually took time to vote and take time to listen to Taylor talk. It'd be a big win for the Swiftie community as a whole, and we'd love you guys for it. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Love ya. And speaking of voters, we always give shout-outs to people who have voted for us. We've had long lists on the past couple episodes. I try to avoid a repeat, so this list is a little bit shorter, but from Twitter, we have AllTooWell13, Miss Gomez, _ Faded Blue Jeans, Humleen Samra. I am so sorry on the pronunciation of that. I did my best. And then, of course, off of Twitter, we have Jan, Michelle, Pearl, and Hannah. So thank you guys for your votes. Thank you to everyone who has already gotten their shout out and continues to vote. We appreciate it. I've said that a million times already this episode. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just but it's love true, you so though. Much.
I love you. Anyway, so I think that just about wraps it up for episode 98. I've been talking long enough, don't you guys think?
Yeah, it's time to shut you up.
Gosh, Diane.
I'm kidding.
That one was harsh.
I'm kidding. You're awesome. Keep talking.
Oh, thank you. Now, there are a plethora of ways that you can contact us. You can, of course, email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us, all to Taylor Talk 13. For these fun midweek episodes, you can ask us a question on Ask FM, that is ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. And of course, if you want to hear your voice on the show, you can always leave us a voicemail. Area code 24031SWIFT for Canada and U.S. You can also text that number if you're a little bit shy and don't want to, well, talk to us. And for the rest of the world, you can visit taylortalk.org, and there is a send voicemail tab on the right side of the page. You can click that, leave us a voicemail there. If you've forgotten any of those contact methods, there's only one link you have to remember, and that is taylortalk.org/contact. They are all there for you. You don't even have to memorize all that spiel like I just did. Woo! That's a lot of words.
You did good.
Thank you, Steve. I try and mix it up a little. You know, I try and change it every single time if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Keep things fresh and interesting.
Yep.
So for episode 98 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, please go to podcastawards.com and vote. That's another plug. Thank you for joining us. This has been Adam.
I'm Diane.
And Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys, and we will see you for episode 99. And then after that, we're getting really dangerously close to the big 100.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
So see you in a couple days, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.